Welcome back. We've taken a break. I've forgotten everything, including who was in the party last time. My name is Aaron, sometimes referred to as Crash, and I will be your DM this evening. With me today are such fantastic people as Logan. Logan, who will you be playing?
I'll be playing as Fennec, a Dragonborn Paladin.
With a really long name that we don't have to repeat right now because you're the only one who knows it. But in-game, you're the only one who knows it. We also have Akari / Chris. Who will you be playing?
I'm playing Vexaran Silvar, the half-elf ranger.
And you have an internet presence. Where can we find you?
You can find me on the Warcraft podcast, Azeroth Coast to Coast. You can find me on Twitter, which is at Akari_Mag.
And last but certainly not least, we have Jen. Jen, who will you be playing?
I am playing Meepo Chipped Claw, a kobold sorcerer.
And where can we find you online?
My website is called Book of Jen, and you can find it at bookofjen.net. It's got video game blogs, a podcast coming up later this month, and other stuff.
And later on in this recording, we will also have a couple other people joining us who are currently en route in various directions. But we are starting without them, including Matt, who happens to be playing Ari, who now I have to NPC a caster, and I hate doing that. I don't want to use their spell slots.
You may have to.
A portal opens up. Ari says, I must go. My planet needs me. And he goes to Faerun. Doesn't take you with him.
But he's not even from Faerun. He's from Circulus.
It turns out his backstory was all clever ruse.
Oh, this shame on him.
Oh, there are plenty of reasons for your character to not like his character in-game. I don't need to create new ones.
I know, right?
Oh, okay. So, in our last session, the party had the ground fall out from underneath them while they were in an underground mining town, and you've been basically been exploring these caverns in a cave system where it was all rock salt at one time, but some erosion from some underground water source has worn out these caverns. You've been spending most of the time walking through 1 to 2 feet of the most condensed brine you've ever encountered outside of a kitchen. You just finished slaying a water elemental with the help of Barnabas, a summoned goat from Vex's Bag of Tricks. And every time I say Bag of Tricks, I think of Felix the Cat, which is just kidding me.
You're old.
That's a theme song that's going to be in my head all night now. But as this water elemental just dissolves and dissipates into a spray of sea salt, you become aware of two things. Vex, you become aware of a buzzing in your pack.
And my backpack or my... Back
wherever you decided to keep the device that was handed to you by Fiddle Punch.
That would have been the backpack. Okay, can I reach in and pull it out?
Okay, it is definitely buzzing. There is a vibration to it. Your fingers feel almost numb when you hold it because of the resonant frequency that it's giving off. And the light is glowing red. It is not flashing. But it is glowing.
Oh, he told us. What did he tell us?
He said if it was flashing red, run. But if it was red, you were really close.
Solid red, really close, yep.
Okay, and I'm glad I remembered that off the top of my head without checking my notes, because if it was wrong, that would be a different story. You sort of get the idea that it's been buzzing for a while now. You just had other pressing concerns, like, say, fighting giant water elemental thing.
That were
a bit more important to you. Everyone give me a perception check also.
Does this have to do with humanoids?
No.
Gotta try and get those advantages.
And
I rolled a three.
You are aware that you are neck deep in a salty brine.
Mm-hmm. I rolled a 17.
15, and I also pick up Meepo and put her back on Barnabas.
Thank you.
Okay. What was your number again? I'm sorry.
15.
15. Okay. 15's enough. Fenix, you are more aware of it than Vex is. So, haha, Ranger.
This is why I tried to get the advantage.
But you hear a whining sound.
Okay.
It's muffled. You wouldn't have heard it over combat at all.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, it's a Tom.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, buddy.
Hey. I didn't think I was going to be home so soon, so I figured I'd drop in. Is it screwing anything up?
We just finished killing the end boss. Everyone's getting 5,000 experience points that was participating. I'm so sorry.
Awesome. No. The Sword of 1,000 Truths dropped?
No. It's 999 truths. It turns out that last one was, do I look fat in this dress? Was the answer to that question. There is no right answer to that question.
The Titan Stone Gauntlets did drop, and Shepard has, right?
Yeah, we were gonna end, and there was music going until you came, and the music stopped.
Okay,
they actually had already there. We already had the freeze frame where everyone jumped up and did a high five.
Oh, I'm the spoiler. So. I'm the twist you did not expect.
There we go. I'm not cutting any of this out of the recording. I'm leaving this in. This is great. This is golden. I love this game. We just started. You've missed almost nothing. You missed recap.
Okay, cool.
Yes. So...
Oh, there's Eric.
Oh, fantastic.
Hey!
Now all we need is a mat. So I don't have to NPC the caster. The one thing I don't want to do.
I can always play Bud.
For those of you listening at home, Bud is a character in a game that Chris is running, and he is very different from Punk in a lot of ways.
Oh, in so many ways.
The anti-Punk.
Okay, so back to this. So as the salt is settling, as it were, you hear a muffled whine sound that sounds very familiar to anyone in the party. You've heard it before, usually when someone is holding a tasty morsel that is destined to be given to a certain wolf, but for some reason they're choosing to eat it themselves.
I book it in that direction.
You don't know which direction it is.
Come on,
not out of 15. A 17 lets you know which direction that is, though.
Sorry. I have that.
Sorry to interrupt real quick. Crushbang, my character is... I'm playing it with Obame, and if I am, I'm good on XP. I am at level 4. While everybody else is level 5. I just want to make sure I'm good.
I'm at level 4 as well.
Okay, that's right. No, that's fine. I just want to make sure that XP was good.
Mm-hmm. Yep, all good. And I was assuming that you'd be playing Obame this evening. That is correct.
Yes. I was going to play Rufus, but unfortunately, he is not going to be available.
Okay, I was kind of hoping you'd play your Orc Barbarian, but never mind. Because he's all about those hugs. And letting people know about the structural support of any particular structure.
By breaking down the wall.
I just love how he plays that character. That's another side story. Okay.
This voice.
Let's play
the way he talks.
Yes. Let's play some Dungeons and Dragons, shall we? So Vex, you hear a familiar whine, and you're looking around like, is it this way? You can't. You're trying to triangulate. You can't. Fenix, however, you know it's back the way you came.
Okay, I'm going to tell Vex that it's back from where we came.
And I book it without saying anything.
I say, well, okay.
Maybe we should
follow
him.
Okay, turns out the tunnel was a mimic. I am not that horrible a person. Okay, so you go back the way you came, back through... I'm just going to repost it because I can.
And I'm not caring about being stealthy. I'm shouting Shepard.
Okay, so you go through this passage that I just posted the image to. And it's definitely getting louder. Fenix pointed you in the right direction. I'm assuming everyone else is waiting after him?
No, I'm running. I'm saying that. I'm saying justice.
So you're in 2 feet of water. So there's no real running. You are waiting. But you are going as fast as you can. You have to travel in this for an hour before it becomes easy terrain. And you haven't been down here an hour yet.
And Meepo is trying to get Barnabas to go that way.
He's making sure we don't get natural explorer benefit in this one.
No, it's just, you spend a lot of time down here, but not in-game time down here, because combat takes more time. A round is 6 seconds long, even if it takes half an hour to run through.
Mm-hmm.
So you haven't been down here an hour yet. So let's bring up the next image. You go through this tunnel, and that was fine. You get to this one, and you notice how there's that flat edge there?
Yep.
And you came from the north, but the sound is coming from the south. In a direction you chose not to go in.
I go that way.
This is the room that had all the spider webs, by the way.
Oh, that one. Okay.
I'm still, it's Shepard. Logic has gone out the window, looking for my dog.
And Meepo's hoping that Barnabas the Goat is going to not only, like, keep up, but still remain and not despair in the time frame it takes
Barnabas the Goat will last until dawn, and I actually think he has better movement than... Yeah, he has 40 feet in movement, so he's better than all of us.
Oh, good. So she could keep up. All right.
You don't know when dawn will be, though.
No, we don't, so we might just disappear.
And
Actually, I don't know if Meepo would know the goat is going to disappear.
Meepo wouldn't. I would.
Yeah, okay.
Well, Meepo's been in the party at times when you've used this bag before. And the
Emerald
Boys disappeared at dawn. So she can put that together.
Okay, that works.
I wouldn't require a very high insight check on this.
Okay, I just couldn't remember if she'd seen it before, but all right.
Okay, and I apologize. I haven't made a little cutout for the room that you are going into. I thought I did, but apparently I skipped room number 11 as I was going through these. But in any case, this room is a dead end. It's a rather circular, roughly circular. It's naturally eroded, so it's not a true circle. Circular cavern that the spider webs in here are quite thick. Some of them appear to have encased bundles. Some of them are moving, some of them are not. And there is a significant pile of debris in here to the point that it actually goes above the water line. So there are dry spots in here.
Do I see Shepard anywhere?
You see several bundles, one of which is whining and wiggling.
I go to that one, take the dagger, and cut it open. Carefully to not cut the dog.
Congratulations, you are now the proud father of a bouncing baby boy puppy.
Puppy!
Yay!
He seems somewhat out of it, though.
Oh, honey. For my notes, has he taken any damage? Just so I can mark down on his hit points.
That is a good question. Yes, he's taken a whopping 3 points of damage.
Okay. 26 health. He's fine for now.
Yes, so he looks a little injured, but he looks more groggy than anything else, like he is under the effect of some kind of poison.
Oh, no. Is there any way for me to... Can you determine how bad the poison is on him?
That would require you to make a check. It's the 3 points of damage he's taken are obviously from a bite of some kind, a quite large bite.
Okay, two things then. Can I determine what bit him? And can I determine what kind of poison it is? I'm guessing two checks then.
Well, here's what we're going to have to do. I'm going to say everyone who's interested, so that would be everyone that's currently in the party that we've established is here, give me a perception check. And I'm going to say at advantage for everyone.
I rolled a 20.
Okay, so you're going to have to roll again to see if you get a higher number than that.
Oh, thank God, because my red dice was a natural 1. My Diablo dice was a 17. So that's 20, 22.
Got a fit.
Me,
am I supposed to roll twice or once?
Yeah, roll twice and tell me the higher number.
Okay. 20.
So
question, who's actually here?
Me.
Everyone that was in the party for the last game. So that would be Vex, Meepo, Fenix, and Ari. And now Shepard. But Shepard isn't rolling perception right now.
He can roll smell perception.
He's too out of it to roll.
Okay.
He would never right, die 11. In his little paws.
Does passive perception number count
no,
in this
at all?
Passive
perception would be if you weren't looking for something, if I was just like, well, you kind of noticed this.
Oh, okay, so I rolled a 10 and an 11.
Okay.
So the higher one is 11.
Okay, and what's your perception skill?
Let's see. It's a plus 1.
Okay, so you got a 12 for your perception.
Okay.
Okay. That is unfortunately not high enough. For you to notice, but everyone else does, and they kind of warn you, so that works. Actually, I never rolled for Ari, did I? That's a natural 20, so Ari notices too. I'm not going to roll the second time. You're in a room filled with bundles wrapped in spiderwebs, with spiderwebs everywhere for the past two rooms. It's safe to say that there's some kind of large spiders that are nearby, so you're not and terribly surprised when two spiders appear out of the gloom and attack. Give me an initiative roll.
Oh, boy.
Yay, initiative!
How big are these spiders?
They're bigger than you.
Okay, I have rolled a 2.
17 for me.
14.
Okay, now, hold on. For Meepo, you rolled a 2, but did you add your initiative bonus?
No. So that's plus 1, so that's a 3.
So that'd be 3. Okay, just making sure. Ari, what was yours? Sorry, never mind. Ari's not here yet. Fenix, what was yours?
14.
What was Shepard's?
Shepard was 15.
What was Vex's?
17.
And for the fun of it, could I have one from Punk and Obane as well?
Sure. Stand by. I forgot. I didn't even know I was going to be in this one.
He needs his dice.
17 for Punk.
6 for Obane.
Cleric.
Look, okay, whatever. I heal.
Okay. This is fantastic. I'm using an Android app on my Chromebook. I'm a nerd. I'm such a nerd. But this app is going to be managing things for me so I don't end up skipping someone's turn anymore. Hopefully that'll work out well. I haven't figured out how to have someone hold their turn, though. So that'll be weird. But first up is Vex. You've got two spiders that are between you and the entrance, and you have a sick puppy dog at your feet.
I carefully place the puppy down. and Hunter's Mark one of those sons of nasties.
Okay.
Mark that spell off.
These spiders, by the way, like I said, they are quite large.
Yep.
And their coloration is various shades of blue.
Okay. I'll take a shot with my arrow, with my longbow. And they've not gone yet, so I get advantage. And that's the one with Hunter's Mark.
No, I thought you were going to attack the one you didn't put Hunter's Mark on.
Only 23 to hit.
That's a hit.
So 9 points of piercing damage on the first.
Noted.
Second shot is a 19 to hit.
That's a hit.
Okay. Ooh, much better. 12 points of piercing damage.
All right. That is also noted.
And that's my turn, because that's bonus action, action.
Okay. Next up is Shepard's turn.
Oh, wait, really?
Yep. Give me a constitution save for Shepard.
Oh, okay. Constitution, okay. 10.
Shepard smells happy things.
He's hallucinating. Oh,
he's moving his paws like he's running in his sleep. It's adorable.
Okay, Matt's here, by the way, so you don't have to NPC.
Yay!
Here we are. Sorry.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I don't like NPCing other people's characters, especially if they have spell slots. Because I always second guess whether or not they want to burn a spot versus use a cantrip or whatever. But we're still in the first round of combat. I rolled initiative for you.
Okay.
But otherwise, I haven't done anything with your character. Okay. So that's perfect.
Yes, that's perfect.
Okay. Okay, next up, Ponk, give me a constitution save.
So do I just teleport into the dungeon? So...
Oh, no.
I don't think I was there before, was I?
just roll me a constitution save.
Yes, sir.
this is
20. Not natural, but a 20.
That is perfectly fine. Okay, so you are groggy. You are aware that you're coming out of the effect of something nasty that puts you under. You don't remember a whole lot. You remember arriving in Oregano. You remember talking to some guy with a horrible name about a string of recent deaths in the town, including but not limited to the sheriff who died in a cave-in, who was actually being buried at the time you were talking to the new sheriff. And then the ground fell out from under you, and you don't remember a whole lot after that. Now, right now, you appear to be bound up.
I'll wait for you to finish. I would like to rage.
And it's kind of...
sticky. As you do.
I would say give me an athletics check.
Athletics? Okay. Nobody puts Punk in a wrap, so...
You're in the corner of the room, by the way.
Remember, you're raging, so you have advantage on athletics.
That's right. Okay, so that's going to be... 18 and a 10, so 18.
Okay, so you give a mighty gnomish battle cry. Thank you. Oh, that warms my heart. I love this game.
It's been too long.
And burst out of basically a cocoon that you had been wrapped in, made of spider silk, and drop to the ground. You apparently still have your can opener strapped to you.
Awesome.
You're still covered in a lot of spider web. You feel like you need a bath.
Yes.
you don't normally care about this, but it's bad enough that you still feel you need a bath.
I was going to say that's new for Paul.
No, it's bad enough that it has crossed even his threshold.
It's not even spring yet. So.
Yeah. Actually, it is. Technically, in-game, it is spring.
I guess it is time for a bath then.
You are due. So you are in a relatively dark room, although it is lit by a light cantrip cast on Ari's Wand of Smiles, a wand that you are aware of and wary of at the same time. and it is illuminating two very large spiders of various blue tones. Give me a history check.
Okay.
History or survival, whichever's higher.
Survival. 20, not natural.
You know what these are. These are phase spiders.
Phase spiders. I hate phase spiders.
Oh. Yeah, your people have encountered these before. And you see that Vex is already engaged in shooting arrows into one of them, which is looking a little worse for wear. It appears to be bloodied. But breaking free was your turn.
Okay, that's fine.
Next up is Fenix.
I'm going to attack one of them. Or it. That's the same one that Vex shot.
Alright.
Okay. 25.
That is a hit. Give me some damage.
14 damage.
14?
Yeah.
You remove its abdomen from the rest of its body, and it sort of just collapses into a puddle of ichor. It's still twitching and trying to bite at the air, but this thing is down and it's not getting back up again.
Well, it's dead.
Jim. Okay, next up is that phase spider's turn. It twitches. Next up is the other phase spider's turn. It vanishes.
Oh, no.
Where'd it go?
Can I see it? With my special Rune robes?
Yes. It has moved to the ethereal plane, and it is walking behind Vex. Like, as Vex turns to go back to Shepard, it is positioning itself so it's behind him no matter which way he turns.
I will give Vex a warning.
Okay. Well, it's also your turn.
Oh. Vex, be careful. The spider has shifted out of this reality and is aiming to sneak behind you. And I will... I don't know what can work on the ethereal plane. Why don't we try a magic missile to see what that does? Since I can see it, I can target it.
That is an interesting question.
One, we will now find out the answer.
One where the DM is going to have to make a decision.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't even have to roll the hit for magic missile.
Right. I just roll damage. I just don't know whether or not it's effective.
Ooh. That's an interesting one.
And it's force damage, so I don't know how that applies necessarily to being out of phase.
Leanne is playing Sims 4 behind me, so there's some weird noises coming at her computer. I'm just going to... And if I shut her randomly, that's just because of her.
Oh, graffiti people. That's what the Sims say, right?
Yep.
You know what? It
Susu.
It doesn't say... Schwa. Yes. I've spent many, many hours playing Sims 1, but let's not talk about that.
Olga Mahala!
I still have it.
So, I don't think I have a computer that will play the copy that I had anymore. Because it was for an older version of Mac, back before OS X. But that's a whole other story. This just says it'll strike something that you can see within 120 feet. It doesn't specify planar reality. So you know what? I am going to make a house rule and say, give me some damage.
All right. 3, 4, and 5 is 9 and 3 is 12. 12 force damage to the phase spider.
Okay, so it rears up when it gets hit and turns its attention at you because you can hit it even in that form, and it doesn't like that.
No, it does not. I can't imagine it would.
Yeah.
You made a friend.
Okay.
I see spell components.
Oh, let the looting begin.
Yeah.
Well, in a little bit.
Phase spider glands are bound to be useful to somebody.
Certainly. If they don't have an arrow going through them.
And a knife sliding through them.
Okay, Obaim, give me a constitution save. This might sound familiar.
24.
Okay, you come to the sound of combat and shouting. You are wrapped up in a way I've described already.
I'll try and use my my dagger to kind of peel myself out if I can, if I'm not too constricted.
You are going to have to do an athletics check.
Yeah, that's not good. Okay, hold on.
We're going to have to save the cleric.
13?
That doesn't do it. You wriggle and you fall. You slip and you feel yourself fall closer to the ground by about a foot, but you don't hit the ground.
That's even with my plus one.
I'll spend my next turn helping get you out, Obaim.
We are up to Meepo.
So we've got one spider dead and one I can't see.
Yes, and if you could see it, you could magic missile it.
But I can't see it.
You can't see it.
Okay.
You do see a form that is of the right size to be Obaim, but you don't know it's Obaim. Wriggling frantically, and it sort of slides down through the webbing a little bit to the point where you could reach it if you wanted to.
But I don't know.
It's a humanoid form that's wrapped up, and you just saw pop out of another one. Just like
Okay. Okay. Okay, so I want to move towards the unknown humanoid, right?
It's a small room, well within your movement range. Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm going to do that, and I'm going to try to use prestidigitation to get rid of the spider stuff.
Okay, so you cast prestidigitation. It's a cantrip, so it doesn't use up any spell slots. And Obaim, you don't feel like you need a bath. You are
Daisy.
And is that a hint of lavender? I think
not a typical dwarf smell,
but it's very soothing. It's aromatherapy, if you will.
Yeah.
However, you're a little groggy. You're shaking this off. Your action has already been used trying to escape, so you can't do anything this turn.
But, yeah, I understand.
But you are free and ready to go when your turn comes up again.
Thank you, sir.
Don't thank me.
Thank me, Bo.
Thank the kobold wearing an umbrella for a hat.
Yep.
I would say she needs a hug, but it's the wrong character. So.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what was that?
It was, hi, Mr. Obaim.
I was going to say he should run over and give her a hug, but that's the wrong character. So.
Yeah, Obaim doesn't strike me as a hugging type of character.
No.
As much
especially not after Meepo had turned his beard purple, so.
It was a really good purple. Mm-hmm. And now I realize that lavender is a purple plant.
Exactly. It all comes full circle.
That wasn't intentional. That's just an eerie coincidence. I honestly don't like the smell of lavender, to be honest, but never mind about that. Kelly didn't like it either. We are back up at the start of the turn. Vex.
Right. I can't see it.
You cannot see it, but you know okay. It's probably behind you.
Yep, because I heard what was shouted. So I just want to turn around, drop the bow, pull the scimitar and dagger, and just hold an action to attack the second I see it.
Okay. You do that. It is now Shepard's turn. Give me a constitution save for Shepard.
Natural 20.
Shepard wakes up. He, in his dream, he was chasing the most glorious of sticks.
Green dragon? Oh, okay.
Shaped like a green dragon. It doesn't make sense. It was a dream. But he wakes up and realizes there is combat going on. And he is needed. And he goes from adorable sleeping puppy running to standing full height. Every hair on his back is bristled standing up. And a low growl that sends a shiver even up Vex's spine.
Boy, I want him to run between me and Ari and hold his bite action until he sees the creature.
All right. Punk, it's your turn.
I would notice Shepard barking and staring in a certain direction.
You also notice Ari, who probably has not taken his eyes off the spider the entire time.
Okay. Correct. So I could have a rough idea where it is, Yeah. But I can't see it. Okay. I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to hold until it reveals itself.
As soon as it pops up, it's going to get turned into paste.
Exactly.
Yes, it is.
That's the only way you fight these suckers. That is the only way you fight these suckers. Yeah. Wait till it shows up and bang! Okay.
And then whoever pounds it first. So.
Fenix, I'm assuming you're going to do the exact same thing as everyone else.
No, I want to see if justice is in one of those things.
Ah, okay. So you ignore all the combat and just go over to these bundles and start ripping them out. I would say you open three or four of them and you find various humanoids in states of desiccation and liquefaction.
Jimmy Hoffa.
None of them, even the smaller ones, none of them are justice-sized or shaped. So justice is not here. Which is probably a good thing, because the last of the moving cocoons contained Obane. The rest of them aren't moving. So if justice was here, justice would be spider food.
No, it's maybe justice is human food.
Alright, so Phase Spider's turn. I am going to have it roll a check. That is a good check. Phase Spiders are dumb, by the way. They have a wisdom of 10, they have an intelligence of 6. So they're not the brightest of creatures. However, they do understand some basic things. One of them is pain hurts. And the other one is, if your spider companion gets cubed in one round of combat, perhaps you should not take on the same opponents when they are able to see you in your ethereal form. So it books it. It heads out of the room on the ceiling at a particularly quick pace that you would not be able to keep up. Especially since you can't crawl on the ceiling the same way, and you'd be going through 2 feet of water. Ari, it's your turn.
All right. Is he out of my sight?
Not yet, but he's close to it.
Okay. How so many slots do I have? I probably can't kill it. This thing's taking no damage other than the magic missile I flung at it.
Magic missile.
This is correct.
I've only got two first level slots left. I'm inclined to simply let it go. It seems to be have driven off its lair. We have one body I can salvage parts from. So I think we'll just... I will dodge if it decides to turn around. So okay. I will dodge.
Okay. So I'm going to say at this point that we're going to go out of initiative because you got nothing left to fight. That encounter was supposed to work out much differently. But some people made their saves early, which is fine. All right, so you are in this small room filled with bodies and loot. And let me check my notes here. Fenix, one of the cocoons that you tore open did have a belt pouch that was marvelously not liquefied all the way. And when you look inside, it contains a sizable amount of money. If you split it up, you each get 25 gold pieces.
Sweet.
Oh, nice.
And it also contains two small potions. And the outfit they were wearing is more or less garbage, but you can salvage three pearls off of it.
Sweet.
Hmm.
Do we have magic items? We do have one magic item I know that needs identifying. It was a necklace. One of the guy who summoned the one demon, the chain.
Yeah.
He had an amulet. I'm sorry, an amulet. He had the robe and the amulet. I took the robe, but I got the robe identified in the one town by one of the Abbott brothers. And we have an amulet, essentially, that has not yet been identified. So do we have any other magical items that still need identification? And is anybody carrying anything that needs
that? Before we do that, is there anything else in this room that stands out to any of us?
You're not comfortable with how many of the bones in the rubble you're standing on appear to be humanoid.
You know my backstory. That's not new.
There's most of the interesting stuff was on the one body that Fenix discovered in the cocoon.
Okay.
Then I don't think so.
Alright. If we take a few minutes, I can cast the identify spell using one of the pearls on the amulet, and we can learn what it does without having to try it on.
Well, how long is a short rest?
An hour?
Should we take a short rest? Let you do the identify while we're doing it?
Well, identify will only take 1 minute.
The heavens open up. Your god, Sylvanas, comes down from on high and says, take a short rest, and then disappears again.
All right, DM hint noted. I think we take a short rest.
Dark lady, watch over you.
Wrong IP.
This is why I'm so glad that my DA is called Sylvanas. Short rest.
Short rest. I will then do it as a ritual and take 10 minutes so I don't burn a spell slot.
I'll dump a hit die.
Okay. Are you also going to try to identify the potions that you found?
Those I don't need pearls for. If I do an arcana check, I hope that might be sufficient. Okay. Unless we want to use the pearls on that, we can do that.
Well, go ahead and give me an arcana check.
Okay. That's pretty simple. It's a 13 on the die, plus, I think I'm 9 now? No, 10. 23.
Okay, well, they didn't help the person who was the original owner, but they both appear to be potions of healing.
Excellent.
Shepard and I are at full health for the DM's notes.
I have only 5 points of damage. I can hold on to that for a little bit. Anybody else need one? Fenix?
I'm at full health now.
I'm at full health already.
How about Pank and Obame after their little soiree in the webs? Are they full health or are they hurt?
I didn't get any heads up from the DM, but I do smell like lavender, and that's wonderful.
Obame, you took 7 points of damage from the spider bite. Ponk, you took 6 points of damage from the spider bite.
Any poison?
You shook off the effects of the poison.
All right, well, I'll cast Cure Wounds before we even get started on the rest.
Maybe don't waste your spell slots.
He's got full spell slots.
Yeah, he's still full. I say we save the healing potions for when Obame is unconscious.
Yeah. We are doing a short rest, so just use your hit die.
Well, yeah, use your hit die. Don't waste your spell slot.
Yeah, okay. And Logan and Meepo, Fenix and Meepo, don't forget on your character sheets, because we're in D&D Beyond, there's a button to press for taking a short rest, and that will refresh the abilities you've used also that get refreshed when you take a short rest, like your breath weapon, lay on hands, I think, gets refreshed during a short rest.
I'm going to take Arcane Recovery as well during our short rest and recharge 3 spell levels.
There we go.
It doesn't.
For a note to my party, I have 1 spell slot left. As a first level spell.
I have full spell slots except I've now down only 1 first level spell. So I'm nearly full.
Can I give
either Hunter's Mark or Cure Wounds?
Can I give
you can cast Arrow to the face.
I cast Fist.
So does short rest refill hit points or just spell?
You need to spend hit die for that, so depending on what your hit die says, you would roll it and mark how many you've used. You at level 4, you only have access to 4 of those dice, so.
And you do get to add your constitution modifier to the die roll.
Yes.
Okay. Which kind of... Sorry.
Sorcerer, you're probably a D6 like me.
If you press the short rest button, it'll tell you what your dice is.
Yeah. Either D6 or D8.
Let me go find that again.
It's under limited use.
And you're only down 2 points, so...
Yeah.
You may not be it may not be worth it to spend one.
Okay, so it just opens up spell slots that have been used, correct?
No, that's long rest.
Yeah, long rest would do spell slots unless you had some special ability that did otherwise, but there are some abilities
or you were a warlock.
A short rest is enough. Breath weapon, for example. Fenix's breath weapon only requires a short rest.
Okay, I think I understand.
Can I give all the stuff I found in that cocoon to Ari?
I think that was assumed because he was already planning on using the pearls, but yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we want to identify the amulet that we had taken from the man who summoned the... What was it? The chain devil, I believe he summoned?
Yes.
Yeah, so. He had a magic amulet. We have no idea what it did. And yes, that's what's in my notes.
Okay. So you take a short rest and you do a ritual and you discover that this amulet, it's an arcane focus. So it can be used for assistance with casting spells. It has a very nasty aura, like it soaked up some things during some rituals.
I've seen some things. I don't recommend it.
So, having cast this ritual on it to learn more about it, like you weren't aware of it before, but now that you are, it's like when you hear that somebody did something bad and this is stays in the back of your head every time you're talking to them afterwards. Like, oh yeah. So now you're not sure that you would want to use this so much. Your mom would have no problem with it.
Yeah. Are there any abilities on it other than it's just kind of got a nasty little taint?
It might increase the power of a spell, but how much would really depend on the spell, and the kind of spells that would amplify the most are the kind of spells that you probably wouldn't ever want to cast.
Necromancy.
Necrotic spells.
Yeah, necrotic damaging spells.
It might work on other spells too, but definitely the bad ones.
Okay. So I think, well, I'll explain to the group what the amulet does, what I believe it does. If anybody wishes to wear this, it is an arcane focus, so only Meepo might gain some benefit from it.
Might I suggest not giving it to our young kobold? Because
it's not very shiny.
Influential?
Oh, no, I don't think it's got true. It's got a large emerald inside of it. It is quite.
Don't show the goddamn emerald.
No. I will keep it. I will keep the amulet away, but I will simply describe what it did. Since Meepo tends to be fascinated by shinies, and it's not a very nice item, I will keep it in the bag or sack or whatever Ari carries his things in there. I will simply explain that it is, it's got a bit of a nasty little bite, as it were, and isn't really friendly towards humanoids. We'll leave it at that.
So, question for the DM. Chris knows how impossible it is to destroy magic items. Does Vex?
You've heard tales of people having to do impossible things to destroy magic items. You've heard tales of one magic item easily destroying another magic item. So it really depends on how powerful the item is.
I'm tempted to pass this along to our the lords of the blue, as it were. What was his name?
The Idris family.
Idris family. Let them deal with it. And perhaps they can find some way to either dispose of it, or maybe they can find some use out of it.
They probably already have an automated contraption for destroying magical items at this point.
As much as I don't trust them.
I say give it to Meepo in the meantime. Let's see what happens.
For the record, Meepo already has an arcane focus that I believe is an amulet in her character sheet. It was part of her starting equipment.
Yeah. Ari has two wands, a staff, and I think a crystal. I bought extras just in case they got lost.
Yeah, Meepo has a crystal that is an arcane focus.
As much as I don't trust the Idris, because nobles, I'd say we give it to them and tell them to destroy it.
All right, that's my plan.
Okay.
So we'll keep it. Sorry. Go ahead. I'll keep it in a sack.
So the short rest is over. The device from Fiddle Punch is still buzzing, but it's buzzing noticeably less in this location than it was in the room with the water elemental. So you're getting a pretty good idea that you've been moving further away from it when you came to rescue Shepard. But otherwise, you're in a room of bones and spider webs, and the other spider has not returned.
Ari would like to check out the corpse of the Sphaze spider. See if perhaps there's any valuable potential material spell components that might be salvaged from it.
Okay. Give me an Arcana check.
Okay, easy enough. And that is a 19 on the die, plus 10 is 29.
You find some parts that I'm not going to describe that you are fairly certain that any apothecary would be interested in paying a sizable sum for.
That is what I want.
Okay. They're kind of drippy. So
that is okay.
In a separate bag.
That is perfectly fine.
You double bag them.
Double bag.
Yeah.
Might I suggest we follow this angry machine?
I agree.
Okay, so you go back through the hallway labeled 20 that I posted earlier. The buzzing gets a little more insistent. You get into, you come up to a passageway where before, if you had gone straight, you would go into room 4. It also turns off to the south. You're not entirely sure which way to go. This is not a device where you hold it in various directions and it buzzes
and
based
it buzzes
on which way
it's
facing. It's if you're standing closer to it, it buzzes more incessantly.
Well, shall we go down the way we know it buzzed really hard and go down where the water element was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
Well,
so you bypass that room to the south. All right. So you go up to the water elemental room. This room is relatively empty now and quite ominous. Because you know you had an epic battle in here. but you're not having one now. And there's no corpse from a water elemental. That or you're standing in the corpse.
Ew.
Awfully tidy of them.
Yeah. now keep in mind, this whole area, the water is incredibly salty to the point where parts of your clothing that are just above the waterline are starting to have salt crystals build up on them. Barnabas looks delicious. destroying this out there. If he didn't disappear instantly upon death because he's a summoned creature, or if he wasn't a valued and named member of the party, things might go very differently for him at this point. But our shorter players are having a bit harder time of it, except for Meepo, who happens to be riding on Barnabas.
Yep, I got him out.
Oh, yeah.
The goat.
Can I pull two other things out of the bag of tricks and see if I can get bites for the others?
Okay. Small mouse.
I pull out a brown bear, which is an 8.
That is not a small mount.
And an owl. It's
an owl. Yeah. Okay, so who's riding the owl?
Fennec's Dupont.
Pretty confident the brown bear could take a gnome and a dwarf.
I'm fine. I'll jump up on the bear.
The owl is now Justice's brother.
The owl
does. Like I did with Meepo, everyone who's riding on something, give me an animal handling check.
Perhaps a distant cousin of Justice.
Very.
They are raptors.
Okay, so
you've already done yours.
12 plus 1.
Yeah, I'm not worried about Meepo. Meepo's already riding Barnabas pretty well, but Ponk is climbing up onto a brown bear. What was that?
13.
Okay, so you're pretty sure that unless you charge into combat on this bear, you can hold on pretty well. Awesome. Some of the ceilings in here get low, so that might be an issue. You're not sure ducking will help. It might be just scraping you off anyway. It depends on how aware the bear is of having a passenger.
I will give it a nice pat on the neck.
Okay, Obeim, what are you doing?
Jumping on the brown bear as well.
And okay, give me an animal handling check.
I rolled a 15.
That is plenty sufficient. The key number there was 10. I just wanted to make sure you were able to not fall off.
We'll name the bear Trinket. And the owl...
You already named the bear Trinket. You named it Trinket
Yes,
before.
We're keeping it. We're keeping it. Anyone got a name for the owl?
You're going to have in your nose... the name for each of the animals in your bag of tricks.
Mr. Einstein. Owl. Hootie.
Einstein.
No, Hootie.
No, I got it.
Hootie.
Most of it.
Hootie.
Most of it.
We need some blowfish to go with it.
They don't know the Blostovich one, man.
Brockmire.
Brockmire.
Boris.
No, Brockmire.
Then we have something else called Natasha. Then we just need a moose and squirrel.
And no, that worked better with Strahd.
We'll go with me.
Such a
okay, so we've got Barnabas, Trinket, and Hootie with us.
Okay, so this room has 3 exits. One is the way you came. There is another one to the south besides the way you came. And then there's one larger exit to the north. Two to the south, one to the north. One to the south you've already used.
Can I walk near one of the exits we haven't been to and see if it vibrates more?
Give me a perception check at disadvantage.
Okay. That's still not bad. It's 15.
It's very, very faint. The difference is almost unnoticeable, especially since after you've been holding it for a while, like I said, your fingers start to go numb. So the longer you've been holding it, the harder it is to tell the difference. But you think north is the way to go.
Okay. I say north, guys.
Works for me.
Okay.
We know west was bad, if I remember correctly from last time. Or was that south?
That was quite a ways back.
Yeah.
Okay, so you enter into a room. That looks kind of like this.
Okay.
Okay, this room seems larger than most that you've encountered. Not so much the width, but the height of the cave. It goes up into the darkness. And you cannot shake the feeling that you are being watched from more than one direction. In front of you, you are fairly certain, towards the middle of this room, that you caught the glimpse of a slimy tentacle slipping below the surface of the brine.
Well, as long as we speak friend and enter.
Did I get a glimpse of it quick enough to Hunter's mark it? Not to attack, just to track.
You're fairly certain it was a tentacle, but because of how creepy this whole vibe is, and you still feel that presence at the back of your mind, it could have just been a ripple.
Could I look up at the ceiling and using like dark vision, see if I notice anything?
The abyss stares back at you.
I glare at it.
Magic missile the darkness.
Punk has no fear of the abyss.
You're a sad, strange, angry little man, and you have my pity.
No, the abyss winks at you. No.
Punk will attempt to seduce the abyss.
Where's the bard when you need him?
Exactly.
Okay, so because we don't know it was a tentacle, and we just think it was a ripple.
No, you think it was a tentacle, but you acknowledge that it could have been a ripple. You didn't see it fast enough to cast Hunter's Mark.
Shall we sheepishly check around this place?
Yeah.
Or bearishly, or goatishly, or owlishly, depending.
I have my neat little robes that sometimes come in handy.
Wait till you hear the other name in the story.
It's only going to get worse.
I'm telling you, Boris and Natasha.
Leave this place.
Okay, that was creepy.
That's not good. Maybe we should go.
Who are you? You're pissing me off, too. Show yourself.
Who is us?
Leave now!
Or what?
You're not helping.
No. Initiative!
Finishing Lord Voldemort.
Oh, wow.
I rolled an 18, I think.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to go down the line.
Oh, sorry.
And I am working on a bard for next time, so.
Okay. I think
I've got six characters ready. One of them is a bard.
You know, there is a, I forget the name of the show, but there is a weekly show, Sirens of the Realms or something like that, where every character in it is a bard.
Oh, wow.
Yes. But in any case, Ari, what's your initiative roll?
I rolled a 15. I had 3. That's an 18.
Fenix.
16.
Meepo.
18 plus 1, 19.
Not bad. Obane.
16.
I don't know how this app handles ties, so we're going to find out. Punk.
14.
Shepherd.
13.
Vex.
20.
I just want to go first.
I'm sorry. I rolled two. I roll with advantage on initiative. I got two 17s.
No. Well, here's the thing. Not only do you roll with advantage, you are playing a ranger whose main stat is dexterity, so you're going to have a higher bonus to your initiative rolls anyway. So, yes. Of course, you're always going to go first.
I'm sorry.
But I'm still going to complain about it, because you always go first. You are our line leader.
Apparently.
Okay. So basically what happens is after Punk goes, or what, the brine around you erupts. There's a lot of splashes as strange winged humanoids with incredibly long noses, they make lots of noise too, burst out from the area around you. You are surrounded, in fact. If one of you had a fireball spell, you could drop it in the middle and probably get everyone, but you'd get everyone.
I have that wand.
Yes.
Yeah, but you'll get us too.
And there's a pretty good chance that several of the party members would not survive the blast.
But at least we'd kill them all.
Shepard wow. would not survive a fireball.
Ari, give me an Arcana check.
All right. 12 plus 10 is 22.
Okay, so you recognize these things. You actually have seen one before. These are elemental creatures called Mephits. You did see one summoned back in your school days by a professor when you were covering extraplanar creatures. By themselves, they are quite weak. Some of them exist with a combination of elements combined inside of them. But in numbers, they are dangerous. They also have the ability... something happens when they die. They don't just go quietly into that good night.
Yeah, I suspect they explode.
Well, not all of these creatures that are surrounding you look exactly the same. You don't have the time to just sit there and count out which ones are which, but some of them appear to be more liquid than others.
Do we have, and this is the player asking, I know we have the standard four elemental planes. Do the weird, like, quasi-elemental planes exist now in D&D, or is that still something, like, out
like
of left field?
Like Feywilds?
Well, no. Like, they used to have the old, like, salt and steam and, what's the other one? The other two, I forget.
So are we working with air, earth, fire, and water, and nothing
right.
else?
Right. Okay, yeah, that's what I was, are we just working with those four, or do those other weird planes still exist in the new cosmology?
My understanding is they don't, unless the DM wants them to, but they don't.
Gotcha.
officially. Mephits are creatures, like, if you had a Mephit that, let's say you had a mud Mephit, they would exist on the earth elemental plane and the water elemental plane. Now, these creatures look exactly like Mephits to you. You've seen them before, but because they were summoned out of salt water, they are taking on the visual attributes of the thing that they have been summoned from.
Gotcha.
You don't have a magma method in here, in case you're
aware. Right. Sort of what I was wondering if there was one of them here. Alright. I'm up?
No, Vex is up.
Oh, Vex is up. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he goes first. You're second.
Okay.
And who's on third?
Oh, don't. Can I Hunter's Mark the one that looks the most solid?
There's several that looks quasi-solid.
How many are actually around us?
I would say that if you want to take your action counting them, you may. But you are surrounded. So you will have to do a full 360 turn to count them.
Okay, how many do I see in front of me, not counting the ones behind me, just in front of me?
There's at least eight or more.
Oh, son of a... Okay. I would like to Hunter Mark one of them directly in front of me.
Okay, so you hunter mark one of them that appears to be more salt than brine.
Water.
Okay. And I'll take two arrow shots on it. I need a magical bow. 22 to hit.
22 will be a hit.
Okay. Ah, that's a lot of damage. Okay. Uh, 17 points of piercing damage in the first hit.
Okay. You don't get a second hit.
Okay.
It bursts when the arrow goes through it. The damage you did severed its ties to whatever power was allowing it to coalesce in this realm. I'm going to say that it was far enough away that there isn't anything that happens to the party this time, but it dissipates into a cloud of salt that rains down on the area around it, and you have a feeling that you wouldn't have wanted to be within range of that dust cloud. You would not have appreciated
okay.
the experience.
Knowing that, can I back up a little bit to make sure that the next one I'm going to shoot... The dust
right now they're within a move, but they're all with they're all 15 or more feet away from you.
Okay. So can I back up maybe another 5 feet?
You will be backing towards others.
I know.
Okay. You are now 10 feet away from the ones you backed towards.
But away from the ones in front of me.
Yes.
And I'll go for a shot on one of them. That's 27 to hit.
That's a hit.
I don't need 6. Move that next turn. That's not good. 5 points of piercing damage.
Okay, it has an arrow sticking out of it. Ari, you're up.
Alrighty. Let's see. We are surrounded by methods. I would like to try to target a small cluster that is at least 15 feet away. And we're going to try to use my snowball swarm, which I'm hoping will gather a couple of them or hit several of them. It is a... Basically, I can cover about a 5-foot radius square, so 10-foot diameter, about a 10-by-10-foot cube, and hopefully catch a number of them in the cube of snowballs.
You think you can catch 4 of them?
That will be sufficient.
In a spot.
All right. So they will all make a dex save, and I will roll. Ooh, nice. So that is 14 points of damage.
What's the number they have to hit for the dex save?
The dex save will be DC 15.
Okay, and so they don't have a modifier, so...
14 if they fail, 14 if they fail, 7 if they save.
Okay. One of them made their save, but the others are still alive, just very badly frostburned.
Okay.
Meepo, you're up.
Okay, so first I get off the goat, so Mr. Vex gets it to run into the monsters.
Splash.
Yeah. Splash.
That's a point. Are they going on my turn then?
They're not hunter's pets. So yeah, I guess they'd be going on your turn.
Okay.
We'll have to remember that for next time. Although...
Well, I wouldn't be able to...
Yeah, there's still two people riding a bear.
Yeah, but, so right, until that's not a thing, I wouldn't be able to, but...
just clarifying for future.
Okay, so she does that because she remembers last time. So, and then I want to cast Mage Armor on myself, if I can.
Okay.
And how do I do that? Do I roll something?
No.
No.
No, you just use a spell slot. It lasts for 8 hours. And you have an armor class of 13 plus whatever your dex modifier is.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that.
So, I've used that a lot. I know that one by heart.
Yes. Okay, so wait. Figure this out.
Yeah. If you're looking at mage armor in your character sheet, there's a big green button that says cast spell. You can click on that and it will automatically mark off the spell that you've used.
Oh, there it is. Okay. I think I've done it.
If you click cast spell and it doesn't change color or whatever, then you still have your spell slots for that.
Okay, so I'm going to do that. And I don't think there's anything else I can really do.
Nope. Some spells are a bonus action, but that one takes your action. So that was your
turn. Okay, then I'm done.
But that is a good thing to do, because now your AC is a little bit better.
Yeah, what was that number again? What is that?
13 plus your deck model.
Dexterity. Oh, wait, hold on. Because your armor class is already 14.
Her sheet may already reflect that. What is her dex modifier?
It was that way at the beginning of the game.
Yeah.
She's a kobold. She also has natural body armor.
Does she?
I don't know. Do scales count?
According to D&D Beyond, when the character was created, it gave her an armor class of 14.
Okay, yeah. So I have 14 plus 13 armor now.
I would say don't... let's retcon this. Don't use mage armor.
Yeah, okay. Your armor class is already better.
Yeah, we're going to say you cast a different first level spell instead.
Okay.
Because all it's going to do is turn your armor class to 14.
Okay. So, can I use magic missile ones?
You most certainly can.
You can split it up. You can split one missile per target or three missiles on one target. Your choice. There are three that are wounded.
Okay.
There's more than three that are wounded.
Well, yeah, but there's three I blasted that are wounded, or at least four. I had four. Three of them took full damage. One did not, but we don't know which one that was.
Okay. I want to cast magic missile at three of the ones that are already wounded in the hopes it takes them out.
Okay. So I'm going to say roll me...
Roll damage.
Yep.
Okay. 1d4 plus 1? Is that
right? Yep.
For each
1d4 plus 1 for each missile.
Okay. So let's see what we got. I got a 3.
So that goes to 4.
And another 3. And another 3. Wow. Okay, so that's somebody total that. I don't know.
It's 9 plus 3, 12 total, but it's 4 to each target.
Okay, 4 to each target. Okay.
Damage is noted.
All right.
Okay. We are now up for the Mephits. Some of them. This has each type in a different spot in the initiative order. So that's interesting. Some sloshy ones are going to coalesce around Punk because he had some nice things to say.
Bring it on.
He's always so open and free.
Yep. And one of those is a nat 20. Two of them hit. One of them got a nat 1.
Serves it right.
...18 points of bludgeoning damage.
Oof.
Okay, because I haven't taken my turn yet, so I haven't declared that I'm raging yet.
Yep.
All right.
Ooh. That's not nice.
So nice at all.
Obame's turn.
Hi, guys.
We're gonna
it's
die.
It's so weird because I haven't played on this character in so long. All right, we're gonna do a hold on. We do some cure wounds. Cure wounds casted on Mr. Punk.
Give me 2 seconds. I'm trying to roll here.
He heals 1 point of damage. And you feel better.
No, I'm actually my dice suck, so I'm using Dungeons & Dragons dice roller. 12 points of damage back to Pong.
Thank you.
Or healing. Damn it.
Yeah, you do 12 points of damage to Pong, and he oddly still gets Shepherd's turn.
Are there any of them an actual attack range for Shepherd?
The ones that are beating on Punk are. Everything else he'd have to dog paddle out to them.
Okay, can he run out to one of the ones that's beating on Punk and go for a bite takedown?
Sure.
Okay. And Punk's in within 5 feet of him?
I would say you were all in a clump as you came into this room, yes.
Then Shepherd has advantage. Natural 20.
Okay.
I rolled a 20 and a 3.
I think it's safe to say that net 20 hits.
So I roll 44. Okay. Oh, that's not great. It's 2, 4, 8 plus 5 is 13 points of piercing damage, and it needs to do a DC 11 strength saving throw, or be knocked prone.
Okay, this scrolled down on me when I wasn't expecting to, and for a second I thought he did lethal damage to it. He did not. It scrolled down to the one that got killed. So, what was the DC on that again?
11.
11.
Oh, I think I need to math that be right, because I think that's too low.
Constitution save, you said, right?
Strength.
Strength. Ooh, they have a minus one to that. Doesn't matter, rolled an 8. Okay, so here's what happens. Shepherd leaps out and then goes under the water. And then directly under this method, there's nothing, and then suddenly there's Wolf. It comes straight up, latches onto the mephit, and goes right back under the water.
Here's
and then
puppy.
You don't see anything again. Suddenly there's this guy that just appears holding a cello, and he goes... Dun, dun, dun. Dun, Shepherd!
Okay. I'm still on the bear, I'm assuming? Or I've been knocked off yet?
They didn't do enough damage to knock you off, I'll say. Because I don't feel like retconning it.
Okay, that's fine.
You are surrounded by now 3 mephits that have been wailing on you. One of which got taken down by a wolf with surprisingly large amount of airtime.
I'm going to rage. I'm just going to scream, come on you meth heads. And he is going to swing, and I know I said it wrong, he is going to swing the can opener at one of them for his first attack. Ooh, will a 25 hit?
Just barely.
All right, so he's swinging the can opener at that one.
Just
so,
barely hits it twice.
All right, let's see. It's 3, 4 points of damage.
Ooh, yeah, ouch.
And then...
You're not sure what's holding this thing together, but it's still holding together.
Okay. And then with his second attack, he's going to hit another one. Okay. So probably whatever one's like... So he's basically going to like swing through one and then with like a backhand, like hit the next one.
Sounds good.
So with a 24 hit.
Yes.
And that would be 6 points of damage to that one.
Okay. So that one hadn't been injured yet. So this was its first damage. It doesn't look like it was that bad. The first one you hit now has a can opener shaped silhouette in its body.
Nice.
That hasn't filled back in yet. There's not enough material for it to fill it in all the way.
I'll give it something to fill it in later.
Ouch. All right. Now we are up to another method. And this one is going to fly at Vex. You heard his friend. Does a 7 hit?
No.
Okay, so it swoops down at you like a flying monkey out of Wizard of Oz. But you manage to dodge.
Fly, my pretties!
Fenix, your turn.
Going to attack another. Well, one of them. Random.
Okay. There's a small group that's fairly close to you, so you are free to attack them.
Yeah, well.
In this group, two of them look particularly injured.
I'll hit one of the injured.
Okay.
I got... ...23.
That's a hit.
...12 damage.
It explodes. That's not necessarily a good thing. I need to roll a dexterity saving throw.
Steal people all over again.
13.
That is sufficient. So you are able to sort of like bend yourself in such a way that when it explodes, you do the heroic thing where you kind of cover your face with your arm a little bit, and that's enough to shield you from all damage. That's what you do.
It's kind of like a mom arm.
Yeah. He almost dabs. He's too cool to dab, so he doesn't dab. However,
yeah, he is.
Never mind. However, the rest of this group decide if you're going to make them blow up, maybe they should do something to you.
Is it a group thing or something, an individual creature?
I'm rolling individual d20 rolls, which is why this takes so long.
Okay.
Your AC is 18, right?
Who?
Fenix.
Yeah.
Okay. So one of them hits with a 21. It was not a nat 20. Okay, so you take 3 points of slashing damage.
Sweet.
It burns. You also take 1 point of fire damage. I rounded down because you have resistance to flame-based attacks.
44.
Okay. We have some more Mephits attacking. This is a very large group. Two of them fly at Ari. Ari, what's your AC?
I'm currently a 13.
Okay, so one of those hits.
Do I want to shield? No.
3 points of damage.
No, I won't shield. Okay. Was it like claw slashing damage, or was it some other
type of... Yeah, they slash at you with frozen claws. And we got two more that are going. These two are going to go after Obame. Obame, what's your AC?
17, sir.
One of those hits. Six points of damage.
Any conditions?
It feels like something made of salt just cut you. But other than that...
Okay.
They're not rubbing salt in the wound. The wound was literally made with salt. It is Understood. Every bit as pleasant as you think it is. Okay. Vex, you're up. May I suggest killing as many of these things as possible so that the initiative order goes through faster?
Trying on it. Okay, so... First off... The ones that Ari attack, how many of those are still up?
All of them.
All of them. Okay.
Actually,
I would like...
The ones that he attacked... But yeah, all of them. Never mind.
Okay. I would like the goat to run at one of them.
Nah. Splish, splish, splish,
splish. And do its ram attack. Doesn't do anything because that's two.
So in game, we're going to say it can't get up enough speed in 2 feet of water.
Okay.
It's just barely over 2 feet tall.
The bear is going to do a molly attack on one of the one that Shepherd dragged down. Is it still prone?
It hasn't had a turn yet since it got prone, so yes.
Bear is going to do its molly attack. Will be the bite first on it. Has advantage because it's knocked prone.
Okay.
That's a 20 to hit.
That hits.
That's 10 points of piercing damage.
Boom.
Okay. So, Dex landing throws. Shepherd, Bear.
And Punk and Obame, because you're all in that same spot.
So, Bear was a 16.
That passes.
Shepherd is a... Saving throws plus 6, 18.
That passes. Punk and Obame.
17.
Passes.
What am I making? Dex saving throw? Okay. Sorry. Six.
Okay, so you are covered in... You have no idea how it got to you, because there was a bear in the way. Matter of fact, you know what? Because there's a bear in the way, I'm going to say, roll again. We're going to give you advantage for this roll.
18.
Okay.
Gracias. Yeah,
the bear blocked it. but a lot of very, very, it's more salt with a little bit of moisture than water with a lot of salt in it. But that flies everywhere.
Is there a hint of lime?
No.
Okay.
I've still got so many attacks to do. Bear's going to use its claw on the one that Ponk hit with his... I can't remember what the weapon's called.
Two of them.
A can opener. Yeah. I hit two of them. So.
Okay. The first one he hit.
Yeah.
Okay. The one that still has a monkey wrench shaped hole inside of it.
Yes. That's
it's got one hit point. Just tell me if you hit it.
17 to hit.
Yes.
Okay. More dex saving throws.
Yep.
Four for the bear.
The bear is encased.
And 17 for Shepard.
Shepard's fine. Ponk and Obame roll. I'm going to say at advantage because the bear's in the way.
15 plus 2, 17. Hold on, roll one more time.
12.
You're fine.
Okay.
Okay.
But the bear is restrained at this point.
Okay. Okay.
For those of you who are unfamiliar with that rule, because I surely am usually, I have to remind myself, restrained creature's movement speed becomes zero. It doesn't benefit from any bonus speed. Attack rolls against it have advantage. Attack rolls that it makes have disadvantage.
Okay.
And has disadvantage on dex saving throws from now on.
The owl, the other one that Ponk hit, is going to fly down and use its talons on him.
Okay.
And because he has the flyby passive, he will have no attacks of opportunity against him. Ooh,
11 for this one, just barely. Yeah, it's a hit.
Just 1 point of slashing damage, and then he's just gonna fly back up and away, so he doesn't get hit because he's only got one hit point.
Damage is justice.
Yep, it's the same thing pretty much.
Yeah.
And then he's just going to fly back up and away, taking no attacks opportunity because of flyby.
Okay, that works.
My turn. I'm going to move Hunter's Mark onto the one I shot an arrow into.
I forget which one that was. Wait, yeah, there it is. There it is.
Okay, and take an arrow shot. That is 17 to hit.
Yep.
So many things to do, sorry. So that's 12 points of piercing damage.
Boom.
Boom. It's out of range of us.
That one happened to be... no. That one moved over and was attacking Obame.
Okay, so Shepard.
Shepard, Ponk, Obame, and the bear.
Shepard's
a Constitution saving throw.
Oh, Constitution? Okay.
Yeah, this is a different kind.
16 for Shepard.
You're fine.
Bear's con. Oh, Bear's con's not great. That's a minus one.
This bear is pretty much going to be in bad shape.
14 for the bear.
It passes.
Okay.
16 for Obi.
You pass.
20.
You pass.
Okay. Shepard's going to take his reaction, his newly learned reaction, because he just saw me attack something.
Oh, here's the beauty of it. If he had failed the saving throw... He'd be blinded.
He'd be blinded? Of course it would be.
Not all of them give blindness, but this one, that's what it does.
The other one that will be... The other one that Ponk hit, one that should still be alive.
Okay.
Shepard's going to a bite on it. With advantage because everyone's around them. 16 to hit.
That's a hit.
11 points of piercing and DC 11 strength saving throw.
Okay, so it's a repeat of last turn. Wolf comes out of the water, grabs a mephit, and just goes right back under.
Okay, and I'm going to take my last arrow shot on one of the ones that's not prone, just any of them. That's a 22 to hit.
That's a hit.
And that is 8 points of piercing damage.
It is still moving.
And that's everything Vex can do.
Okay.
5 Sorry.
Years later, Vex ends his turn.
He gave me the bag of tricks. Not my fault.
Ari, you're up.
All right.
I'm so glad you have one action.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
How many... I guess at this point I need to know. The methods have shifted. Since we know they all seem to explode and do nasty things, maybe not damage, but still nasty things, Ari would like to target some that aren't adjacent to any allies. Or
at
if
this
that,
point,
is not, that is
at
not
this
possible.
Point, they're all flying around. They have swarmed the group.
Okay.
It's hard to keep track of which ones are where, but they're all close enough that you're going to have problems.
Okay. How many are then adjacent to him currently?
I'm going to say 3 of them.
Okay. Would I be able to catch... Are they in a tight enough... whatever... that I can blast all 3 with the 10-foot radius spell?
I'm going to say yes.
Okay, then I will try to target those 3. Hopefully they are the same 3 I blasted earlier.
They are not.
Okay. Then
I don't
we'll
remember
just...
which ones those were.
Yeah. Well, we're going to roll damage, and we're going to do the same Snilox Snowball Swarm and see what happens. All right, and that is 6, 3, and 1, so that's 10. So it's a DC 15 dex save. 10 points of damage if cold damage. If they fail, 5 points if they save.
2 of them save.
Bummer. All right. I now have to leave to go fetch my daughter. So, for the rest of the combat, Ari will use Firebolt or Ray of Frost as needed.
You did make one of them blow up.
Oh, okay. So, what do I need to save?
It's going to be a Dexterity save.
Okay. That is a 19 on the die. That goes to 22.
You make it.
Okay. And hopefully I will be back before this is over.
Yay! Actually, hopefully, no, you won't be, because that's going to be one long fight.
Yeah. All right. I'll be back. Well, hopefully y'all still will be here when I get back.
Certainly. Okay.
All right.
Meepo, you're up.
Okay. How many... Are there still monsters left? I've lost
yes,
track.
You
there
have a
are.
Service board.
Oh,
they're circling
plenty.
Around too much for you to really count how many there are, but there's still a bunch.
Okay. So magic missile worked last time, so I'm going to use it again.
Okay, are you using them all on one or 3 different targets?
3 different targets.
All right.
All right, so let's see. I have a 2.
So that'd be 3.
Okay, and a 3.
That'd be 4.
And a 1.
Okay, your magic missiles shoot out and hit 3 different targets, and they take damage, and they're not happy.
Okay.
But none of them explode. Which is good and bad.
Right, right. Yep.
Okay. There's fewer that are flying around at this point, but 2 of them are going to go after Punk again.
Awesome.
What's your AC?
17.
That's a miss. That's a, not a crit, but very low miss. All right, so they do nothing.
Okay.
Obame, you're up.
Let's see.
And you are still on the back of the saltiest of bears.
Yeah, I'm going to get a... Let's see. It's 20-foot water around us, right? Not 20-foot, 20-inch water?
It's about 2 feet of water depth-wise.
All right, I'll see on the salty bear. I'm going to go ahead and attack one. See if I can hit one with gutting bolt.
Okay. I'm assuming you're going to go for one of the ones attacking Ponk because they're right there next to you anyway.
Correct. Are they? I'm hoping they don't splash on this Ponk. 27. That's a natural 20.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now, were you going for the one that was really damaged or just mildly damaged?
One that was mildly damaged.
Okay.
Let's see. 46. 11 damage.
It is still alive, but damn barely. And it looks like it lost a fight with a 5-year-old with a can of glitter.
Wait, hold on. Wasn't that a natural 20?
Yeah, yeah. Did you roll twice as many dice?
No, yeah, I didn't. That's my fault.
So you're supposed to roll 8d6.
Yeah.
Sorry, 22.
Boom. This one, you're going to need dexterity saving throw. You, Ponk.
Shepherd.
And the bear.
Okay. 24.
Shepherd's a 20.
Actually, the bear doesn't matter because it's still restrained.
Can this get him out of it if he succeeds?
No.
Oh.
I think we should name him Krusty.
No. In fairness, anyone who watches Critical Role, this is essentially what Trinket does. Gets restrained all the time.
I'm sorry, I don't know if you've heard, I hit it 24.
Okay, you're fine. Ponk, 18. Is yours? Okay, 18. You're fine too. Shepherd's turn.
Okay. The one that's still near us?
Is actually... Okay, so when he did the takedown attack, because you inspired him, that one, when it was its turn, got back out of the water. It didn't have to go very far because... It was right there anyway. So if you want him to attack the one that's closest, he's going to be attacking the same one he did a takedown on before.
I'm okay with that. And there will be none of that still there, so... Natural 20. These advantages are coming in handy.
You know what?
What?
Everyone who just gave me a dexterity save, give me another dexterity save, because I'm not bothering to have you roll for damage with you here. Not against this one.
Natural 20 for Shepherd on the dex
save. 20.
But the bear doesn't have to because he's already restrained. I love this red dice. It's
so this
good.
Time... This time, when you see Shepherd jump up and bite, there is a boom. And as what's left of this Mephit is flying through the air in all directions and miraculously not making it worse for everyone, you just see Shepherd still there in mid-leap with his jaws around nothing. And a look of bewilderment on his face, like, where'd he go? And then he goes boop, right back down into the water.
Love that dog.
It's like when a small, like if you're playing with a dog or a cat and they go after a balloon and it pops, or like they're blowing bubbles and they catch one and it pops, and they have no idea what happened. This is what happened to Shepherd. He is utterly aghast.
So logistics question: how many is actually alive?
More than 5, but less than 10.
Okay.
They are still swarming around you, so, like I said, it's going to take you a full action if you choose to count them.
Okay.
I'll tell you later if you want. Next up is Pong's turn.
Okay. Are there any ground that are still, like the two that attack me, are they still there?
No. Shepard killed the last one that was right next to you.
Yeah. I blew up the other one.
Okay, that's what I thought. I just wanted to check. So
we got your back, bro.
Oh, thank you.
But here, now he wants to hit something that isn't there.
Yes. So is there any in the air that is close enough that I can jump up and take a swing at and try to knock one out of the air?
Well, they're all sort of circling around, so I'm going to say yes. If you want to hit something in range, you could hit something in range. You can do a flying leap and try to land on a back if you want.
Yeah, he wants to jump off the bear and just, like, just try to bat one out of the air and, like, knock it down.
All right.
All right.
Give me an athletics check.
Athletics.
You're raging. You have advantage.
Mm-hmm. 15 and a 19.
Gotta cheese those advantages, boys.
Yeah. I would say that is sufficient for you to pull this off. Give me an attack roll to see if you can smack it good or just land on it.
Okay. Hitting it with the... another 19.
Yep, you collide pretty well with this. Give me some damage.
Ouch. 8.
That is not enough to kill it, however.
It, like, on the back and, like, slam it towards the ground, so.
Well, I rolled versus your athletics check to see if you would take it down.
Gotcha.
So you land on its back, smack it hard in the head with your can opener.
Awesome.
And you sort of half glide, half plummet into the salty brine, and you land on top of it with it under the water.
Cool.
It won't take an action for you to pull the can opener out of its head, but it might. It would almost take an action to do this. It's in there.
You would probably put its foot on its back and just, like, pry it out.
No, both of your feet are currently on its back. That's how you rode it to the ground.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Okay, and oddly enough, it's that particular Mephit's turn. It's going to try to get out from under you. Give me another athletics check.
Okay. 20, not natural.
That beats its 18.
Okay.
I was prepared for something else to happen when I rolled an 18, but there you go. So it's
down.
Just trying to get out from under you, but you are firmly entrenched with your boots. It shoved into its neck and the small of its back.
Nice.
Okay, Fenix, you're up.
Is there any of them near me?
There's two of them near you.
Okay, I'll attack one of the two.
Alright.
Does a 27 hit?
Oh, what did you roll on the die?
18 plus 9.
Yes. Yes, you hit it several times. You almost hit it 3 times. Give me some damage.
13 damage.
Poof. All right, so you are going to need to roll me a dexterity saving throw.
Yay. I rolled a 3.
All right, so you are going to take some damage.
Yay.
But however, you are resistant to fire damage, so you take a whopping 1 point. You are lightly singed.
Just brush my shoulder.
The other one that was right next to you, attacks you. That is an unnatural 20. It does 2 points of slashing damage. And 2 points of fire damage, taking into account that you're resistant. It would have been 4 otherwise. That's 4 points total damage to you. Meepo, you have not gone unnoticed. 2 of them attack you.
Okay, what do I...
You have to brace for impact.
Ah, okay.
One of them misses you.
Okay, good.
The other one does not miss you. How can it miss you if you won't go away? That is 4 points of slashing damage.
Okay.
And an additional point of cold damage.
So it's 5 points of damage.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
And
I think I got that.
One of them flies at Vex and attacks him.
Okay.
And misses utterly. It's not that Vex's AC is incredibly high, it's that I'm rolling incredibly low for him.
No, my AC is very low. It's only 14.
I rolled an 8.
Oh.
It did have a plus, but that it wasn't enough of a plus.
No, oh, bibbola.
However, it's your turn.
It's Vex again? Okay.
Okay, so everyone take a coffee break.
Take a 10.
Take a 10. Break. He's got some...
Okay.
Now, the bear is still restrained.
Can the bear use his action to try and get out?
It'll be the way...
To try and break the restraint.
The way it's stated in this, his restraining will end at the end of this turn anyway.
Okay.
But his movement is 0, and there's none within striking distance of him.
Let's get the useless one out of the way. So the owl is going to swoop down and talon someone, again, taking no attacks opportunity. With a 17 to hit.
That's a hit. I'll put in the 1 point of damage.
Kind of slashing, he flies back up out of the way. The goat is going to charge one and go with a ram. Again on the goat, same dice, same number, a 2, doesn't do a thing.
It feels like it's helping.
Feels like it's helping. Is there any around Shepherd, by the way, so I know if he can take a reaction?
No. He will have to use some movement to get to one.
No, that's fine.
All the ones that were hanging near the bear are now caked on the bear.
He can only do like a reaction if something's in range anyway, so it's fine. I'm going to move my hunter's mark to 1.
I appreciate that this is the time that Eric took to restart his computer because he has enough time to actually restart his computer.
I know, right? So I'm going to move my hunter's mark to 1 and go for an attack. That's a 17 to hit.
Okay.
Plus 15 points of piercing damage.
Okay.
And go for another strike on it.
You have a feeling that if something, you're going to hit the same one again?
Yes.
Okay, you have the feeling that this hit, if it connects, is really going to destroy it.
Well, that's a 26, so...
What's your bonus to damage?
3.
Okay, so if you roll a 1, it's dead. So...
I'm rolling 2 dice.
It's dead. So... It is dead. Hey, Meepo. Could you roll me a dexterity saving throw, please?
Okay, is it roll a 20?
Yep, roll a d20.
Okay.
And you're going to add your dexterity saving throw modifier.
Okay, so the dice is a 10.
And your save modifier is a plus 1.
Yes.
So you got
so that's 11.
And that is just enough for you to make the throw. which means you're going to take half damage because that's how this particular mechanic works.
Okay.
If it was a different type that was exploding, you could make a save for no damage, but this one says otherwise.
Okay.
Okay, you are going to take 2 points of ice of cold damage.
Okay.
It is getting chilly. But one of the ones that was attacking you last turn is now not. Mm-hmm. It is now icy salt flakes. Not as tasty as snowflakes.
Well, that was blah, I remember.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm just trying to think because there's anything else I can do. Sure. For a double bonus action. No, that's me. That's me.
As a free action, the bear feels sorry about his choices in life. It is Ari's turn. He damages one of them. Meepo, you're up.
Okay. I'm assuming there's still monsters, right? They're not all dead.
There's plenty.
There's plenty. Okay. Got one spell slot left, so I guess I might as well do magic missile again. Same as before, 3 different critters.
Okay.
So I have a 3. And 1. And a 4. On the dice. I forgot to add something.
Yeah, it's +1 for each. I'm adding them.
Thank you.
One of the ones you hit, you're pretty sure you almost killed it.
Okay.
It's still flying around. It's not looking like there's much left holding it together.
Good.
Okay, and now it is Obame's turn. Welcome back, Obame.
Thank you. Let's see. Okay, so are there any attacking any around me and Punk, or is there any, or is it just the ones around Meepo as far as being around the area?
There are currently none that are within melee range of you.
All right. Let's see. Are there any ones that we haven't touched yet, or it's kind of like too scrambled to even really notice?
You can't tell. Don't think there's any left that are uninjured because they're flapping around is a lot more chaotic, and there's a lot fewer of them than there were before. You've killed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You've killed 10 of them.
All right. Well, let's fire on a random one around the area.
Okay.
The one furthest away, I guess, from me, I'll go ahead and send another volley of radiance at them.
Okay. That would be the other one that had been attacking Meepo.
Okay. I'll go ahead and send it to them. Sorry, Meepo. I've hit you. That's a 10.
Okay. That misses.
Yeah.
Shepherd's turn.
Okay. Right. Shepard's going to book it to the nearest one and do a bite. Is there anyone around him when he's doing this bite? Any friendlies?
Yes. You can either have him bite one that's close to you, or close to Meepo, or close to Ari. Or you're pretty sure there's one underneath Punk.
You're
also fairly certain that Punk's going to take care of that one himself.
I'm going to save the Meepo.
Hello, I'm back.
Hello. Welcome back. So he's going to go for a bite near the one that's on the Meepo. And that's...
Oh, wait. It's Vex's turn. So, yeah. Let me run to the bathroom real quick.
It's not Vex's turn. It's Shepard's turn.
Same difference.
Not really.
Shepard's the only one that attacks on Shepard's turn. On Vex's 18. Turn, everyone attacks. You rolled an 18. That's 18. A hit.
That's a... 10 points of piercing damage and DC 11. Okay, it's knocked prone.
So Meepo, you are getting ready for this thing to strike you again, and then suddenly a big fluffy puppy just comes out of the water, grabs it, and goes back under. It's a straight up and down motion.
Although I do think it's supposed to be higher than 11.
because I've mapped it now.
What's this?
This saving throw. I think I mapped it wrong the first time.
Oh, I rolled a 6. This is not an issue.
Okay. I'll just update it on the sheet. I'll tell you in future.
Okay, so that was Shepard's turn. Ponk, you're up. You are standing on top of one.
And I'm going to crush its skull with the can opener.
Okay.
Do I need to roll to hit?
It's prone, so roll with advantage.
Okay. 22? Or 13, so... Alright, so 22. Alright, so I'm going to just give it just a nice hard smack.
Swish.
6 damage.
I have 1 hit point left.
Well, I want to make sure the pieces to like scatter and split.
Okay, and for that one, you are going to have to roll a constitution save.
Okay. Right. 23.
You're fine.
Alrighty.
If you had hair, you would just shake your head and let the locks flow in the breeze created by this explosion of salt crystals flying out around you. And everyone around you would have to roll a intimidation check.
he's really just going to just kind of flex and just be like, rah!
The DM is successfully intimidated. Fenix, you're up.
Okay, wait. Is that other one that's still in front of me there?
There is one more in front of you, yes.
I'm going to attack it again. Attack the other one.
Give me a hit roll.
Oh my god.
Your 2-hit modifier is almost high enough that I don't have to tell you to roll for this particular one.
I rolled a... I rolled a 24.
Yeah, you hit it twice. Go ahead and roll me some damage. These things aren't hard to hit, there's just so many of them.
Fourteen damage.
Okay, it is remarkably still alive, but not by much. It doesn't have legs anymore. It's just wings and an arm and a head. All right. And it's turn. It slashes at you. It tries to slash at you with the arm that it no longer has because you cut it off. That works as well as you think it would. Okay, but the method that Shepard took down is going to attack Shepard.
Okay.
What's Shepard's AC?
15.
That's a hit. And Shepard takes a total of, oh my gosh, 2 points of damage. I rolled 2d4, 1d4 for the slashing, 1d4 for the cold damage, and each one's a 1. Please okay. Don't send murderers to my house to kill me for wounding Shepard.
I promise nothing.
Meanwhile, one of them attacks Vex. I have no fear of repercussion for this.
No.
Because it can't hit Vex to save its life.
It's only a 14.
I rolled a 3 on the die.
You can hit the dog who's got an AC of 15, but you can't hit the owner who's got an AC of 14.
This has a plus. This particular one has a plus 4 to hit. I rolled a 3 on the die. I don't think a 7 hits you, sir.
No, it does not.
It could have also used its action to cast sleep, but we all know that doesn't work on anyone. Not in 5th edition rules.
Not when you've actually got hit points, no.
It's your turn.
Oh, okay. Roughly. How many? Can I tell without using an action?
Three. There are 3 remaining, one of which is engaged with your puppy. They haven't set a date yet. They are engaged. It was a glorious moment. You were all very happy.
I'm gonna take a shot at one of the ones that's not engaged with my puppy.
Okay, one of them keeps trying to hit you, but you keep... It's not even really a difficult dodge. You're sort of just moving your head to the side a little bit as it swoops by.
That's why I'm not going for him, because he's not doing much.
He's a net.
Pretty much.
And one of them is almost gone completely and fighting Fenix.
Okay, I'm going to move Hunter's Mark to the one that's fighting me, and I'm going to shoot at the one that's on Fenix. That's a natural 20.
Fenix, roll a constitution save. Actually, no. No, that's the wrong one. Fenix, you roll a dexterity save.
And I'd like to point out, again, red dice.
I don't think color has anything to do with it.
No, but every natural 20 I've had tonight is on that dice. I like that dice. I'm using that dice more often.
Fenix, what's your dex save?
4.
Okay, you're going to take some fire damage. Because the method in front of you just exploded after Vex hit it with an arrow. You take 2 points of fire damage. Because you are resistant to that kind of stuff.
Shepard's going to take his retaliation on the one that's attacking him. That's a 18 to hit.
That's a hit.
That's 10 points of... Is it piercing? Okay, it's dead.
And that particular one, that one was ice. So, dexterity save from Shepard and Meepo.
Dex, that's 24 for Shepard.
Pass.
Okay, the dice is 4. I don't remember what to add with it.
That would be dex, so you'd get a 5. That is not enough. You're going to take full damage.
Okay.
I rolled a 1. So you take a full 1 point of damage.
Okay.
Shepard takes half damage. I rolled a 2 on the die. He takes 1 point of damage.
Okay. The brown bear is going to go for the one that's on me and take its multi-attack.
Okay, Obame is still riding the bear. This is going to be entertaining.
You're coming for a ride, buddy.
It's a good thing that there's a very high ceiling in here.
That's 17 plus 5 on the bait, so 23 to hit for the bait. No, 22 to hit for the bait, and it was 16 for the claw.
Those are both hits.
Okay. I lost my d8. There's my d8. 7 points of piercing, and 6. 11 points of slashing.
Boom.
So, Bear, Vex, and Obane?
Bear, Vex, and Obane. Yes. And that particular one was Constitution save.
Bear got... 6. No, Constitution 6. So... Probably still not enough.
19.
You got a 14?
I got a 14 as well for Vex.
Okay, you two are fine. The bear is blind.
That's Bear. I feel so bad for him.
Okay, so here's the deal. That was the last method. You killed them all.
Yay.
All right.
And the bear just... It regrets its life choices.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The owl screeches a cry of victory because clearly it's the MVP. owls actually, because their eyes are so large in their skulls, they have very, very tiny brains, even for birds. This is a science fact that I know. So it's happy. The goat is starting to feel all pruny. It did nothing, but it felt like it was helping. And they all three vanish.
Oh.
Bye, Obame was still riding the bear at the time.
Oh, okay.
Splash.
Yeah, falls right on his butt. You take no damage. The water breaks your fall.
Okay. We're still in here, and the little ones still need things to write on. Can I just pull out an R3? Because it's also refreshed.
Yeah, go ahead. Meanwhile, my cat is knocking the remote controls on the ground.
Okay, so that's a 3.
Form of a llama?
That's a 3. Well, then, three is a mastiff. A 3 is a mastiff.
Oh, jeez.
Who's called Lord Tubbington's.
Not lady. No.
Nope, you know what? Lord Tubbington's. In-game, I'm going to say the mastiff has a monocle. You're not sure how it stays on. And you then think I just... it's a prescription. But it's wearing a monocle.
I pick up Meepo and put her on Lord Tubbington's.
Yay! Big doggy.
It barks with an English accent. You're not sure how that works.
4 is the return of Barnabas with the goat. And
Barnabas
7
paddles its way over to Lord Tubbington's, expectantly thinking that Meepo's supposed to be riding it.
I move Meepo to the goat.
Okay.
The goat appears happier.
And then a 7, we get Eddie the Lion.
I will ride the lion.
He's overcompensating for something.
Hair.
That's it, hair.
So that leaves the Mastiff to Obain.
Alright. Now Ponk wants to yell out, "Is that all you got? Come on, you coward."
All you're hearing is unintelligible screams at this point. And a few tentacles rise from the surface and drop back down again.
We have thwarted its evil plan.
Can I look at the angry machine?
It's angry.
Still angry? Okay.
Yep.
Is it flashy angry or solid angry?
Solid angry. And particularly angry. Like, if you look closely at it, it's hard to discern the edge of it because the vibration is making the edge look fuzzy.
That's bad.
I'm going to say we're pretty close, guys.
It hurts to hold.
Yep. So I'm essentially looking at it and then putting it straight back in the backpack.
The backpack wiggles.
Yep.
Like, it's got those straps that you cinch up to adjust the shoulder straps, and you have to retighten them every now and then because the vibration is making them come loose.
But it's a good vibration.
It's a good vibration.
Sorry.
This is the stuff that you hate me for when I do it. Rock salt falls, everyone dies.
Yay!
Well, 10 are up my characters.
So you're still hearing this. had seen these tentacles fly up into the air and come back down again into the water. This thing is still, it's quite large, and it's in the middle of this room, but it's not attacking you. It's just sort of like, it's an impotent rage.
Having a hissy fit.
Can I move Hunter's Mark to it?
You certainly can.
Okay.
We can only do a hit combo.
I'm just trying to see if I can get... If you have a... So can I get advantage on any perception checks to try and find out what this thing is? Can I do that?
You can give me a roll.
Not great. 14.
You have no idea what this thing is.
And we can't see enough of it to really make out what it is.
That's why I was hoping the Hunter's Mark would help. Yeah. So I was trying to do the first time.
Ari, I would allow to do a history check.
All right, let me give it a whirl. History's not as good as Arcana, but it's not bad. Plus 7. So let's see. 14 plus 7 is 21. Do I recognize any bits of it?
There are things said to be older than the gods.
Okay, that's bad.
First a green dragon, then something older than the gods? God damn it.
However, if this is such a thing, like it's got some of the earmarks, tons of tentacles, and lots of teeth. It's kind of fits that category. If this is one of those things, it is not in a good way. And probably has not been in a good way for a very long time. You have a feeling that if it was at full strength, you would not be celebrating a victory. You would either be its thralls or just be dead.
If it felt we represented any real threat, it would kill us.
Oh, it considers you to be a threat. You're not mistaken about that at all. But you're not sure there's enough left of this for it to be the terror that you have read about during Harvest Festival nights when students were trying to scare each other with the scariest things they were able to find in the library that were actually true tales.
Can I just look down at Ponk and say, want to do this, little man?
Let's kill it. Let's go.
It is a thing that should not be.
Cue the Metallica song.
And then notch an arrow and release it.
Okay, so it's pretty much the end scene from the original movie version of It. I'm not going to require rolls at this point. You beat it until it's a messy pulp.
And somebody kills it with a slingshot. So.
No, we're not killing it with a slingshot. We're killing it with a wagon.
There's no wagons down
only
here.
Zool.
I can use my ability, summon wagon.
Summon wagon. You know he's going to make a wizard 10. Next who can summon wagon.
Yeah, you know he's going to do that, right?
He will pay to have a magical item crafted that allows him to summon wagons. They're going to think, oh, for transportation, yes, this will be really helpful. No.
There's no transportation into
the next world.
All right.
Now, there is... Ari, you're fairly certain that there's supposed to be some ichor or mucus that surrounds this thing that is, like, really bad. But if there was that thing in this area, the high level of salt content in the water seems to have diluted it or destroyed it to the point where it's not there. And that might actually be part of the problem that this thing was encountering.
It needed fresh water, and salt water was just...
Well,
they
inhabit deep oceans also, so salt water by itself is not a big deal, but this, you know how some people will say, did you want some tea with your sugar?
Yeah.
This is what you're walking through is the equivalent of that with salt.
Got it.
It was pickled.
Brian will do that.
Okay. So this large room does have a passageway to the north that you have not explored yet.
You want to save that for another night?
I know what's in there, so I'm going to say let's not.
Okay.
Okay.
Then let's explore it.
Uh-huh. Let's get it out of the way.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is a relatively small room. The ceiling is quite low as well. It feels almost claustrophobic compared to the room that you just came out of.
Does anybody think it looks like E.T. standing up?
Yeah.
Now that you've said that, I cannot unsee it.
And I also see the angel from Simpsons.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's the angel. See the angel. That's my angel.
Oh, I love that episode.
Homer was right, T-shirt. You see, you don't get any tickets because Homer was an idiot. Those still up in 5 minutes.
Dope.
I bring you joy. He's bringing us joy. Kill it. Kill it. Okay.
It's already mutated in human form. Kill it.
Oh, it's Mr. Burns. Kill him.
Kill it.
Kill him. This room contains several crates and chests. Some of them bob on the surface while others are mostly entirely submerged. In the center of the room, hovering above the surface of the water, is a clump of salt, which emanates a faint glow.
I attack the salt. No, I was kidding.
Okay, roll the hit.
Perhaps a detect magic might be in order here.
All right. Go ahead.
All right, I'll use my once-a-day detect magic without spending a spell slot. Let's see what we can dig up.
Roll me a constitution save.
Okay. I'm not horrible at that, but I'm not great either. 11 plus 2 is 13.
Okay, you manage to look away and not be blinded, although you still see an after image.
Okay, that's bad. Or there's a lot of magic here.
Whoa. It's all coming from that salt crystal.
Okay. Arcana check,
the hovering above the water is kind of a clue, though.
I figured, but I wanted to get more data.
Yeah. Your various magical items that you brought with you, of course, are also emitting a glow. There's no glowing coming from the chests. But this salt crystal more than makes up from it. And from what you can gather, it's not the salt. There's something trapped inside of it.
You're right. That's what I was trying to figure out. Arcana check to learn more, or is that about all I'm going to get?
It is... Oh, what's the kind of magic that talks about transporting things from one place to another?
Conjuration.
It's conjuration magic.
All right. That's not my area of expertise, but...
But you know someone who might.
Yeah. Well, I can do a little myself. I'm just not... I'm a diviner, not a conjurer. There is definitely something within that salt shell. Does anyone want to go touch it?
I walk up and I touch it.
Okay, you walk up and touch it. Nothing happens.
Is he able to pull it down? Like, obviously it's levitating. Could he bring it closer?
I try and... bring it down towards us.
Okay, as soon as you pull it from its spot, it's kind of like, have you ever picked up a top that was spinning?
Yeah.
Same feeling. There's a bit of resistance, but once you pick it out of the air, it feels inert.
I walk over and hand it to Ari.
All right. I will kind of give it a look over. Look for... Has the magical, I guess, emanation stopped?
I'm assuming that you have stopped using... Actually, no, I'm not going to assume that. For as long as you keep detect magic going, this thing is brighter than the sun.
Okay, and we'll stop doing that, because that'll be a distraction.
Just slightly. My eyes are hurting.
Yeah.
Well, it's detect magic would only be for Ari, so you don't see it glowing. He does.
Yeah.
That's a joke.
Do we want to try to open this, or simply take it back up and deal with it up there?
Open it later.
There are also, like I said, several chests that are either floating or submerged.
All right. Well, we'll deal with this one later. Why don't we check the chests? Are there any locks on the chests, or are they salted away or rusted away?
Yes and yes.
Okay.
There appear to be locking mechanisms on these chests, but they appear to be very long past any point of effectiveness.
Okay. Alrighty, then why don't we start checking out these chests? Be careful, they still may have traps within.
Okay.
I'll open a chest, but I'll check the traps first.
Ari will do back.
Ari will do the same, since he actually has a set of thieves' tools he may need if we find a trap.
So I'll check for traps on one of the chests.
Okay, give me a roll.
Ari will do the same.
Investigation, yeah?
Or
perception.
Sure. Let's go with investigation.
All right. I have a 15 and a 7 for 22.
19. Thank God I rolled 19.
Okay, Ari, you find what appears to have been a very nasty poison needle trap that would have been quite effective if the needle wasn't a small sliver of rust. And that would have given you a nasty case of tetanus if the spring wasn't... like, it disintegrates when you poke it.
Excellent. Trap removed.
I also rolled a natural 20 if, you know, my third one.
They had a variety of safeguard measures that were not made for submersion in salt water over a long period of time.
Still, and better inside, to be safe than have poison.
And inside, you find a significant amount of coins.
Yay!
A few gems.
I am a happy miser.
And two potions.
We found earlier monies for 25 gold and 3 pearls. I've used one of the pearls.
Oh, that's a lot of... Oh, okay.
And we had 2 more potions.
Oh, wow.
Look at what he just put in.
Oh, hold on. I'm on a different tab.
Wow.
Holy Toledo, man.
Woo!
That's too good to be true.
This, ladies and gentlemen, counts as jackpot.
This is too good to be true.
A lot of wagons.
Yeah, that's a lot of wagons.
We are going to Fantasy Costco.
Seriously.
Yeah, we are.
Well, we're going to buy a diamond wagon. We're going to put bling and gems on that, and I'm going to throw it everywhere.
My wagon.
Someone split all of that so we can...
Don't take away Phoenix's dream. Come on, guys.